Welcome back to another sports podcast sponsored by the Campus Chronicle. I'm Drew. I'm here with Sam.
What's
All right. Last week for NFL, we had some pretty big games. You had the Broncos and the Jets. That game was a lot closer than expected after seeing the Jets lately, but I guess Denver's not doing as well. Either, so I guess it's not too much of a surprise, but still, Jets actually look decent.
Yeah, I think the Denver very injured, kind of they're about the Jets level. I think the Jets are just they trade away Jamal Adams. I feel like they're kind of tanking, but
Yeah.
they did look better. I mean, I still have hope in Sam Darnold.
Yep. And then you had maybe somewhat of a surprise of the game. To some people, you had the Browns and the Cowboys. Browns ended up winning 49-38. OBJ just had a showing that game.
Oh yeah, he played like crazy. The Cowboys defense, they've let up so many points this year. I think 49 to Cleveland, 38 to Seattle, 39 to Atlanta. I mean, the offense has been clicking. Dak Prescott's in our top performers like every week.
Yeah.
Their defense is just terrible.
Then you got Vikings and Texans. Vikings ended up winning that game 31-23. Texans fall to be 0-4. And I thought they had a better chance this year, but then I guess after losing DeAndre Hopkins, that just kind of put them in a bad situation.
Yeah, I feel like they should have paid DeAndre Hopkins. He's like a top, at least top five receiver in the league. But this also led to the firing of Bill O'Brien finally.
Yep.
So I feel like the rest of the season they'll play hard, but I still starting off 0-4, they just won't catch up to everybody else.
Yeah, and I mean, if they do, if they're the worst team in the league, they probably won't take Trevor Lawrence because they just got a quarterback, but they just need to find a groove, and then I think they'll be good.
Yeah, they're locked in on Deshaun. I don't know who they would take with the first pick. We'll have to see. Maybe a couple months down the road, we'll have a better idea.
Might be a wide receiver because all they got right now is Will Fuller helping them
Yeah,
out.
and Brandon Cooks, who they kind of brought in to replace Hopkins a little bit, has been nothing so far. I
Yep.
would know he's on my fantasy.
All right. Then you got the Jaguars and the Bengals. Bengals ended up pulling out this win. Joe Burrow got his first NFL career win, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, I love Joe Burrow. I think, the Bengals, it'll take some time, but I think he's showed that he's going to be a good quarterback.
Yeah, definitely. Then you got the Eagles and the 49ers. Eagles ended up taking this one 25-20. They put my boy CJ Beathard in there.
Yeah.
He actually played pretty well for only playing, what was it, like two quarters?
Yeah, he was like 20 for 25. Like, he was good. He's definitely should start over Mullins.
Oh, yeah.
And
And Kittle had
Kittle.
it going after coming back from his injury.
Best tight end in football. Not
Yeah.
even close. He's an animal.
I don't see anybody beating him out, and I'm just glad I got him on my fantasy team. Put up 4 points for me last week.
Kittle and Kelce is like as good of a catcher as him, I think, but he's nowhere near a blocker.
Yep.
So I think that's the big difference with them.
All right, and then you got the Chiefs and the Patriots. Chiefs took this one 26-10. Chiefs are looking very scary out there right now. I would not want to play them at all.
As a Patriots fan, I felt like if we had Cam, it would have been a chance to win. But like you said, Kansas City is scary. You can hold them for two quarters, three quarters, but eventually they just explode.
Yep, that's why they're a second half team. Mahomes just knows how to come out and win.
He's magnificent. That's the only way I can describe him.
All right, got our biggest playmakers of the week. Josh Allen, he went 24 for 34, had 288 yards. He averaged about 8.5 yards pass, and he had two touchdowns with zero interceptions.
Josh Allen's made the leap. He is an elite quarterback. We were talking about last week, I think. I think he has proven that he is going to be elite for a long time.
Yep. And I've been seeing everywhere, oh, Josh Allen, this year's a fluke. I don't think so. I think he's going to keep showing off like this every year.
Well, I think the Bills, like with their coach Sean McDermott, they've set up a good foundation for him. And I think the Bills are going to be not like the Patriots level in the AFC East, but they could dominate the AFC East for the next 5, 10 years.
Yep. Russell Wilson, he was 24-34 with 360 yards, averaged about 10.6 yards pass, had two touchdowns and one interception. I think Russell is definitely MVP candidate right now.
Yeah, I'd say he's front runner. Rodgers behind him slightly.
Yep.
He played good. I think it was a little worse than I expected considering he was playing Miami. But, I mean, he plays good every week, so you can't really complain.
Yeah, definitely. Joe Burrow getting that dub. He went 25-36, had 300 yards, averaged about 8.3 yards pass. He had one touchdown pass, one interception. Not the best showing of a quarterback, but it still was able to propel them to that win.
Yeah, I feel, yeah, like the stats are, it's more of about, yeah, he got the first win. And he's played good this season. I feel like he deserves a little credit from us here.
Yep. Dak Prescott, 41-58, which just is amazing how much passes and attempts he had. He had 502 yards, 8.7 of an average per pass, four touchdowns, one interception. And I don't know how they didn't pull out that win with Dak thrown like that. But
502 yards and you lose. If the defense would step up for Dallas, they'd be undefeated right now. Their offense might be the best offense in the league.
Yep.
They're not even giving it to Zeke and they're balling.
Yeah, definitely. George Kittle, like we said, came back from his injury. Had 15 receptions for 183 yards, and he had one touchdown. So pretty good showing for being out past 2-3 weeks.
Yeah, was this his first game of the year?
He played in the very first game, I think it was, and then he got injured.
Yeah, he sits in the zone so well. He finds an open space on the zone, and you just feed him. And with Beathard so familiar with him, I feel like he's going to put up big numbers again next week or this week.
Odell, like we said, had a great game. Five receptions, 81 yards. 16.2 average per yard or per pass, and two touchdowns. He also had two carries and had 73 yards for rushing and a rushing touchdown. So,
yeah, that big touchdown run was crazy. He went far, bro. He outran the D lineman and just nobody caught him. When he gets out in open space, people forget how fast he is.
And then you got probably not an in-home name. You wouldn't really hear of him too much, but Robert Tonyan for Green Bay. Six receptions, 98 yards, 16.3 average, and he had three touchdowns.
You know, somebody has to step up with Davante Adams. I think he missed his second or third straight game.
Yep.
And they were playing in Atlanta, which, you know, we know Atlanta is very bad defensively. But, you know, that was a big play from Tony. Is he a rookie?
I believe so.
I had never heard of him until this year, but, you know, a lot of people haven't. So, but good for him. That shows that the Packers can do more than just throw to Davante Adams or Aaron Jones.
Yep. So, Sam and I were talking earlier. There aren't too many big games this week. I think the biggest would probably be the Colts and the Browns. I mean, I think it will be a decent game. I think the Browns might pull this one off, though.
Yeah, I think so, too. We kind of were talking – the Colts' defense has been very dominant so far, but the Browns' offense has looked very good. I think the Browns have finally made the leap. You know, they have so much talent. They should be good.
Yep.
I think they're going to pull it out as well.
Yeah. I just think they need a – because they got Odell, but Landry hasn't been stepping up as much as he should be this year.
No, his best play so far is a throw to Odell.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I feel like Jarvis is getting a little bit past his prime. I mean, he wasn't the fastest coming in, and now he's getting a little slower. But, hey, maybe we're wrong. We might be jumping the gun, but that's what I see.
All right. And then you got NBA Finals. You got the Lakers playing Miami tonight. Lakers lead the series 3-1. You know, I think Lakers can pull it off tonight. I think they'll win it.
Yeah, I think so too. As I've said on the podcast before, I love LeBron. It's also my birthday today.
Well, happy birthday.
I appreciate that. He's going to deliver me a championship tonight, I feel like. But that being said, the Heat have showed a lot of fight because they're clearly outmatched talent-wise.
Yeah.
But the way they played in game 3 was the win, Jimmy Butler. And then last game, even though they lost, they put up a fight. But I feel like that was kind of the nail in the coffin.
Yeah. And you already know Lakers are wearing the Mamba jerseys tonight. They're 4-0 in those jerseys. I think it's over for Miami after they put those jerseys on.
Yeah, I think, you know, with that, they've been there so long. I feel like the Lakers are ready to go home. Haven't seen their families and stuff. Or they've seen their families, but, you know, it's not the same as being back home.
Yep. And just wait till LeBron gets a hold of Bronny. That'll be something.
Oh, yeah, the clip, the Instagram clip. Oh, man. You can't disown him.
Yeah, probably. who do you think's going to win the MVP for the finals?
I've watched every game, like, through the whole thing. I was thinking Anthony Davis after, like, the first two games, but then game 3 he got in foul trouble and only had, like, 15 points and 5 rebounds. So with that one game, I feel like LeBron, because LeBron's kind of passed him in stats because of that.
Yep.
And he seems like the leader. So I feel like you have to give it to LeBron, but Anthony Davis has obviously been great the entire postseason.
Yeah. All right, and then you got – MLB postseason. The Braves ended up beating the Marlins. They went 3-0. They ended up sweeping the Marlins. Same as Dodgers. They won all three games against Padres. Astros ended up beating the A's 3-1. And then the Yankees played tonight against the Rays. See, and whoever wins that will play the Astros. Right now, the Braves and Dodgers will be playing. I feel like the Rays will pull out this win tonight, and depending on who's pitching, because if it's Snell, definitely, or even if it's, what's his name?
Oh. Who they got on the mound tonight?
Yeah.
They got Glasnow tonight.
Oh, yep. He's good, too. Who do the Yankees have tonight?
Yeah, Garrett Cole tonight.
Oh, okay. So, Yankees might be able to pull this one out with Cole pitching.
Yeah, I like the Yankees pitching matchup there is good. I think, a stat that, like, Aaron Judge is, like, the fastest person in postseason history to 30 home runs or something.
Oh, wow.
Every time I look at, like – baseball, I see on the bottom line of ESPN or something, Aaron Judge home run. I know he's, some people say he's just power, but maybe power's enough for that dude.
Yeah. And that brings up another point. Last night, Dodgers third baseman Justin Turner had his 46th postseason hit, which made him the franchise leader in postseason hits, which is pretty cool since I'm a Dodgers fan. I got his autograph on my jersey.
What? That's sick, bro. I've watched some postseason, not all of it. I've loved watching the Dodgers. They've looked good. Yep. I think they're finally, I know it's been hard as a Dodgers fan, I'm sure, but I think this is finally the time.
Yeah, it'll be tough beating the Braves, but I think they can pull it out.
I think, yeah, but I just the way they've handled the Padres was just been, I didn't expect that. I expect the Padres to put up more of a fight.
Yep.
But like you said throughout these podcasts, you know, Atlanta's hot and they're playing really well.
Like last night, I think it just proved Dodgers are a team that shouldn't be messed with after it was an elimination game for the Padres and they ended up losing 12-3. So
12-3. And that when that score of the I was like the one of the first postseason the Yankees, yeah. Didn't they beat
They
like
beat
12-3 like early in the postseason?
oh, who did they beat? They beat the give me a second.
Yeah, I'm blanking too. I think it oh Indians.
Yes, it was the Indians.
And then they beat them 10-9. Oof. That this is the Rays series. It has been a good series. It's been entertaining. I like it.
Yep.
Not other than the last game, it was every other game has been pretty like high scoring for at least one team.
Yeah.
There was a 5-1 the last game.
It was, yeah, it was 9-3 and then 7-5, 8-4, 5-1. So they're all putting up pretty big numbers.
Yeah, I expect a tight game tonight, kind of like the 7-5 game, especially, you know, elimination.
Yep. Well, is there anything else you want to add to this?
No, I don't think so. I mean, we didn't have much to preview for the NFL, but obviously next week we'll review if anything big happens.
Yep, definitely.
Oh, yeah, I think we're good on this one.
All right. Well, thank you for joining the sports podcast sponsored by the Campus Chronicle. I'm Drew. This was Sam, and we will see you next week.